Speaking of masks, I presume they're still on in aged care. Now, the Health Services Union has foreshadowed a submission to the Fair Work Commission supporting increased pay, which I think we'd all support. I mean, the industry's lost so many workers. The industrial umpire has had several weeks of hearings into the union's case to increase workers' pay by 25%. Now, 25% sounds a lot, but that's about $5 an hour. It's not much at all. Jared Hayes is with the Health Services Union. He now wants Federal Labor, the new government, to concentrate on the support that they offered during the campaign to the sector. Jared, are you hearing the right noises out of Canberra?
We'll see, Steve. They've had a little bit of time to settle in, but we would expect that this will be a priority issue. It certainly was a priority issue throughout the campaign, and also was an absolute issue for the community throughout the Aged Care Royal Commission. So this is a time to fix something that has been broken for a long, long time.
As I said there, 25%, you go, oh, well, that sounds high, but it's not, what, $5 an hour?
Well, that's exactly right. Like, you know, let's put it in perspective at the moment, and we're seeing
coffee in a bit.
Absolutely. That's all it is. And this is about trying to retain people in the industry, people who want to be in the industry. And it's also about trying to attract people to the industry. And we have, as you know, an ageing population. At this point in time, we are seeing the workforce leave. As was just mentioned in your news report there is employers looking for staff all over the place. So if we can't be competitive in relation to attracting and retaining staff, I'll lose them.
I don't like to be cynical, Jared, you know me, but there were a lot of promises made during that campaign from both sides. Now it doesn't matter what the coalition promised, it matters what Labor promised. And they promised, one of their promises was a trained nurse in every aged care facility. That's going to be difficult to achieve, but you're going to hold them to it?
Look, and I think that's probably something for the Nurses Association, but I agree with you, Steve. I think that's a pretty big call, whereas what we're trying to do, and bearing in mind each aged care facility has 85% of their staff are carers and people like that. It's really important that we can make sure that we have those people there doing the job.
So what other promises that were made are you determined to follow through on?
Particularly the budget reply, where the now Prime Minister indicated that they would make a submission to the Fair Work Commission in relation to the case, and they would fund the outcome of the case. Now, we're not going to tolerate funding over a four-year period. People, residents of aged care are in difficult situations right now. And as you know, through the last 2 years of the pandemic, the highest mortality rate was the most vulnerable, the people living in aged care. And so we need to be able to fix aged care from a financial point of view through wages, but also through training, and incredibly important, through absolute transparency of finances and where any kind of government finances is going.
So the acting Prime Minister Richard Miles on Friday, and I presume Anthony Albanese's endorsed this comment, said Labor was, quote, determined to change aged care in this country for the better. You can't get any more specific than that, can you?
Well, you can't, but this is it. There is no more time left. We either can sit back and say we're going to fix it now, which I certainly, you know, take them at their word, or we can look the other way and just sort of see this disaster. And that becomes a moral reflection on us as a society, not only government. So a lot of work's gone into this over the last 4 years. We've got employers and unions on the same page. We've got a community who are really seeking good outcomes for their families and their parents and so forth for themselves. And I think this is just such a great opportunity to fix aged care for the future. And then we can actually, you know, what the government can do with a whole range of other matters that they've got on their plate. But we can't look the other way because these guys are out of sight and out of mind.
There are a lot of operators who are obviously going to object to paying any more money. They run a business where the bottom line is profit. How are you going to hold them to account if the Fair Work Commission does award an hourly pay increase? What's to stop these companies outsourcing their workforces or using staff that are not covered by the union?
Well, this will be the issue. And if they do that, we will then see a situation where you just won't have a workforce. Like, we're not talking about, you know, between $30 and $40 an hour. We are talking virtually less than minimum wage if people go down that path. And as you know, minimum wage has already been something that the now Prime Minister has made commentary on. But you can't, this, the race to the bottom, well, it would be below the bottom. So if people now see, instead of funding aged care appropriately and maintaining a workforce that is appropriate for aged care, to go below that, well, then we will have very significant issues with those individuals, and we will do everything that we need to do to highlight it. Because at the end of the day, it's not only workers being paid reasonably, it's the care that's being received by the residents, which must be a priority. And we can't do that if we're sort of, you know, got people now saying, well, instead of working for aged care, I will go and work for Justin Hems or somewhere else in a pub or somewhere else because I get paid a hell of a lot more money.
Is it going to help, finally, that there is a Labor administration in Canberra in charge?
Mate, I'm pretty pragmatic on these things. So government's government, and, you know, we'll see what it's like. But I always think about a lot of these things as like a good golf swing. It's all in the follow-through. We will follow through. And we
I saw that. You must be a pretty good golfer if you can actually follow through on your golf swing, unlike me.
A hack's a hack by any other name. But, mate, it is what it is, isn't it? And we are absolutely determined from an industrial, political and moral approach that this has got to be fixed. Again, I don't want your parents, my parents, any of the people who are listening to you, themselves or their parents, to suffer the indignity anymore of growing older. And some people thinking, I just hope I don't grow older. How can we be in that position and countenance that at all?
No, and you'll get a minister shortly. I would imagine they're going to have some sort of announcement during the week. So we will be able to keep that minister to the promises that Labor made during the campaign. Always a pleasure to catch up. Thank you, mate.
All the best, Steve. See you, mate.
Jared Hayes there, Health Services Union.
Thanks for listening to this Australia Today podcast. You can tell Steve what you think. Call Australia Today on 1300 23 99 99. Listener.